is the first time we learn about Bris Milah after Matan Torah. Ki isha ki sazriv yod zachar v'tama'a shivas yamim uvayayim hashmini yimol besar arlasai. On the eighth day you will circumcise besar arlasai. So let me ask you a question. We all know that there were certain mitzvahs given before Matan Torah, and there were mitzvahs repeated after Matan Torah. We know the Gemara is a very long, elaborate drasha in the Sefer of the Zohar about the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach, all written to in the beginning of the Torah, the creation of Adam and Rishon. The Gemara is a very, 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 very nice elaboration in the Sefer of the Zohar to show the source for the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. We also have Gid Hanosha, and we also have Bris Milah. Anything else we have? We learn vaguely about even Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach was before Matan Torah. Think about that. Karm Pesach was before Matan Torah.
Count Eivir
Menachai. Yeah, that was one of the Zion mitzvahs. Okay, Karm Pesach. Okay, they were mitzvahs.
It's not explicit.
What?
The
mitzvah. In Mitzrayim. The mitzvah. And then, so then, okay, then the Torah was given. So the question all the Farshim asks is, when we are Mekayim B'Zman HaZeh, as Jews, as Yisrael, the mitzvah of the Zion mitzvahs B'nei Noach, are we Mekayim them the same way the Goyim are Mekayim them? Well, even the mitzvahs which are only given to us, the Bris Milah. When we do Bris Milah, we're doing the Bris Milah from a Chiyah because of Avram Avinu? And the common answer, according to most of the Rishonim, is absolutely not. When we do this, all of the mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs, including Bris Mil, including Karban Pesach, including the Zion mitzvahs, it's because of a new obligation. The obligation that was given to us at Har Sinai. The Goyim, B'nei Noach, who have mitzvahs, they're continuing to do their mitzvahs the way it was given to them at the time of Noach, or Maaseh Bereishis. But we know it's not the same. There are many there. The classic
Nafkamina.
They have no Har Sinai. So they continue.
It was never,
Right. So we don't. So we don't say the same way it changed for us. So for those mitzvahs, it changed for them. We don't say that. And I'll give you one classic example. Let's go Gezel. Gezel is one of the Zionists of the Noach. A guy is Chayiv Misa for Gezel Pachois Mipruta. Less than one Pruta, he's Chayiv Misa. A Yisrael is not Chayiv Misa. That's number one for Gezel. Number two, the minimum share is at least a Pruta. So what do we see? We see that the dinim of Gezel for a Jew are not the same dinim of Gezel for a non-Jew. Another example, Ritzicha. Is there a din Ritzicha on a fetus for a guy? Yes. The Nefesh, B'Adam Yomar, makes a drasha that there's a din of Ritzicha, there is a din of Ritzicha on abortion. A guy is not allowed to abort a child. Adam Ba'Adam. And we are Mitzvah on Ritzicha from Matan Torah. And the rules of Matan Torah, based upon how Chazal understand the Psukim, a child is not called a human being until it comes out of the mother's womb. There is no ritzicha for the killing, for the murder of a fetus. Okay, there are many examples. Every type of mitzvah, you have to analyze the mitzvah the way it was given to Bnei Noach, and then when it came Matan Torah, it was given to Klal Yisrael again, and the rules are not the same. I think there's only one exception to this, that's Gid Hanosha, because Gid Hanosha is the only mitzvah that was never given again. It was only given once. Before Matan Torah, the Gemara says this, himself of the Zara, was only given once, it was never given again. So Gid Hanosha is the only thing which really links us. It's an amazing concept. Gid Hanosha is the only mitzvah that links a Jew to a guy. It's the only mitzvah. Even for the Zara, there's a prohibition to worship idols. Yeah, the guy were given mitzvah, don't worship idols, the most fundamental thing. My Sibiratius. Why don't we worship idols? Because it says in the Torah, so our obligation not to worship idols is not the same obligation that a non-Jew has to worship idols. The only thing that links us, you tell me, does it because a guy is not chalkei lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. So you're making a good point, right? Is that they're not even chayiv in it.
Okay.
Right, so it's not really true because Gid Hanosha anyway doesn't apply to them. Okay, so Gid Hanosha anyway does not apply to a non-Jew. Okay. So it's not really a good example. So really, we have no shaychus altogether. Interesting. I mean, Din Anashe touches upon it. Not really. It does touch upon because the chi that we have to do the mitzvah started at the same time we were part of them. And that never went away. So I don't take back totally what I said. Did Hanosha, it's a mitzvah only for us. But the obligation was chal upon us at the same time that it was chal upon the Umar Yisraelim to observe the Zayin mitzvah B'nei Noach. And that chiv never left us. It never left us. So even though now it's only a mitzvah for us and it's not a mitzvah for them, it never was a mitzvah, but when we became obligated in that particular...
We were established,
we have a different mitzvah. Shavu lechem lo yaleichem. It's different. It's, everything is different.
The nucleus of the...
Yaakov Avinu, it's enough. It was enough. Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. The mitzvah of Gid Hanosha was given to Yaakov Avinu.
And B'nei Yisrael.
They were not, it was before Matan Torah. So that obligation never went away. Everything else, it's a new world for us. We have no connection to the Umar Yisraelim. Here we have a mitzvah, when we want to root, when we were chayiv in this mitzvah, we were chayiv in this mitzvah at the same time the goyim were chayiv in their mitzvahs. So the degree of obligation for us to observe Gid Hanosha and the goyim to observe the Zayin mitzvahs is the same. That's the only link, the only similarity in the entire world between a Jew and a non-Jew. Is that they're different mitzvahs, so that's not even the same. But the degree of obligation was at the same to Kufa. That's it. That's where it starts. Isn't that amazing? So you have to fatash, what is Gid Hanosha? What is about a Gid Hanosha that connects a Jew to a non-Jew? That's it. That's the only connection.
Wasn't it repeated over and has
no. Gid Hanosha not. Gemara says Beferish.
Kol Tarikula.
No, not Gid Hanosha. Gemara says. The Gemara says not. Beferish of Gemara himself of the Zara. Gid Hanosha. There is no remez b'chol Tarikula to Gid Hanosha after Matan Torah. That's it. Zehu.
It seems to me that you don't have to twist yourself into a pretzel to say, it's the exception to the rule. It proves the rule.
Yeah, but so why do Bisman Hazeh? Because we were obligated at the time when we were B'nai Noach. Everything else, B'li Yoytze B'na Klal, we're Mufka from B'nai Noach. Every single mitzvah that they do, we do differently, given by the entire. And only we do Gid Hanosha. They don't do Gid Hanosha. But it was given to us when we were B'nai Noach.
Yeah.
That links us to B'nai Noach, and that's where it starts and ends. Why should that be that links us to Gid Hanosha? Well, you have to also understand, Vayodik Ishimai. There is some logic behind it because who were we fighting with? Esav, the Umar Sa'olam, Vayyavik, Avik means it was a different interpretations. So there is some logic behind it in the Gid Hanosha linking us to the Umar Sa'olam and whatever it means. Okay, but that's not the point I want to make over here. The point I'm running out of time is my question to you is, how is our fulfillment of Bris Milah Bizman Hazeh after Matan Torah different than the Kima Bris Milah before Matan Torah? How is it different? Don't tell me it's mitzitza, because that happened at the time of Yehoshua. That's later mitzvah. That came at a later mitzvah. So that can't be it. So what's it?
What you learn, but the Gemara says what you learn from Bayom HaShmini is that Afilu B'Shabbos. That's what we also learned from
it's Doicha Shabbos. Yeah. So you was there before Matan Torah. It was Doicha Shabbos. Very interesting. If we were still observing Bris Milah Midin Noach, we never saw the unbelievable Gevaldi answer. If we're only observing Bris Milah Midin and Avraham Avinu, then
that's the same Gemara.
So then there would not be Doicha Shabbos, but because we observe it, because what it says over here in Parshas Tazria, Uvayoyim Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos, Mar makes a drasha. So it's Doicha Shabbos. That's a difference. That's a difference that overrides us. It's very fascinating and different. That obviously has a lot of depth to what exactly the significance of that is. Excellent.
There actually was no Bris on Shabbos.
Why not?
Because after they had the original
Ben Shmoy Nas Yomim.
Yeah. Oh.
Says Beferish. It says there. Beferish about Ben Shmoy Nas Yomim.
So they didn't have a Bris Ben Shmoy on Shabbos.
That's what Rabbi Mayevsky is suggesting, that it's right. Not Doicha Shabbos. If we would still be observing Bris Milah Midin Avraham Avinu, we would not be Doicha Shabbos. it would not be Doicha Shabbos. So, but now that we are observing Bris Milah because of Matan Torah, and after Matan Torah it says, V'yoyim ha'ashmini yimol b'sar losai, it's a whole new Bris Milah. Okay, that's fantastic. I want to suggest another difference. And the other difference is, this takes us to the Haggadah. Let me ask you a question on the Haggadah. Why is it that the Haggadah goes to in the period of Echad Miyodeya, each one of the items listed in the Haggadah, each element in the number is Choshev. Echad is Hashem of what? Shnayim, Shnei Luchoy Sabris. Each one is Choshev. Three. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Vimos. Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Now, what about Shabbos? Shabbos only on the seventh day. So what about the first six? Why is seven? How is seven similar to six? Six, each of the Shishes, Sidrei Mishnah, is Choshev. But Shabbos, all 7 days are not Shabbos. Only one day Shabbos. Shabbos on the seventh day. That's not Shakash. Very easy to wiggle out of, because every single day you mechuyev to prepare for Shabbos. Hayom yom rishon b'Shabbos. Hayom yom sheni b'Shabbos. Every single day you have an obligation to put aside your best food in order to make hachonis to prepare for Shabbos. So every single day during the weekday is also a chelek of the hachonah for Shabbos. Okay, now, let's jump ahead. What about, let's jump to 10. 10, Aseres HaDibros, each one is Choshev. 11 stars, each Shevet is Choshev. And 12 Shvat, each Shevet is Choshev. The two that are a little more difficult are 8 and 9. The Tisha Yarchei Leida. That Bechlal is a very bizarre thing. What's the Tisha Yarchei Leida? But you can just say very simply is that once we're already discussing pregnancy, a woman who's pregnant, she anticipates the birth of the child every single month. There's no difference in her anticipation on the ninth month than on the first month. Once a woman is pregnant and there is an anticipation, there's a yearning, there's an excitement of the Tisha Yarchei Leida, l'chore, there's no difference in every single day of that anticipation. It's choshev, the first month, the second month, third month, the choshev equally like the ninth and the eighth and the seventh. Because there's nothing unique about nine. The baby is born after nine. So the Tisha Yarchei Leida is all the pregnancy. The pregnancy is a pregnancy which is consistent from beginning to end. If the Baal HaGadah, for whatever reason, that's a separate shmuz, he takes the non-Yarchei Leida, but each one of the Yarchei Leida is really L'chor is the same significance. The big question, the elephant in the room, is the Shmoina Yimei Mila. What is the Chashivos of the first 7 days of Mila? Mila is done on the eighth day. So the only thing that's chashuv is, day eight. Right? So what do the first seven days have to do with Mila? This example is not consistent with all the other examples in the Piyut Echad Miyodeya. The first 7 days.
But the eighth day is not a day by itself. It's a culmination.
So what? What? Every single day is every single. I'm not going to Sfira, but every single day in Sfira is a separate day. You can't say that. It's a separate day. To reach a goal of this Yomim and the Shabbosas and this Tamimas, obviously the only three parts. Every single day, the weeks, and then the Shleimus of the 7 weeks. Or, and then they say a fourth part, 50 days also. But when it comes to Bris Milah, you've never heard that there should be a chashivos in the first 7 days of Bris Milah. The only thing that counts is day eight. So what in the world is Bris Milah doing in the list of items of the Pidah, Echad Miyodea? It's unlike every single thing in the Echad Miyodea, which has each element in this collection has chashivos. So I want to suggest to you that this Hagufa is the difference between the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah and the Bris Milah of after Matan Torah. In the Bris Milah before Matan Torah, the Pasuk says, Ben Shmoinas Yomim. Nowhere does it say in Chumash before Matan Torah, Uvayoyim Hashmini, on the eighth day. It says, Ben Shmoinas Yomim. You get to day eight, that's the Bris Milah. Who gives a hoot? What happened the first 7 days? It's completely irrelevant to our concept. When it comes to Bris Milah after Matan, the first time we are introduced to Bris Milah after Matan Torah, it says as follows: Isha kisas Rav Yehuda Zohar, v'tameo shivas yomim. The woman is tameo for 7 days. 7 days of Tumas Nida. The same day as Tumas Nida. Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimol Besar Orlosa. The 7 days of Tumah, each one of those days is Choshev. Why do I say that? Each one of those days is discipline. A woman who's a Nida, it means Prisha. Doesn't mean, a woman who doesn't mean that, oh, she's not feeling well. A woman who's as a Nida means that she's not allowed to be with her husband. Purisha. Purisha is a getter of Kedusha. Anytime the Torah tells you not to do something, this is an example of Kedusha, to be Purish. Every one of those days, you know, it actually builds upon itself. Think about, you know, the cumulative effect. We all know, when you, in order to achieve a discipline, it's not just that you do it once. You do it again, you do it again, you do it again. Like you drink the dollar kosas, each of the kosas, you know, the cumulative effect. Prisha from a nida for 7 days, each day is choshev in itself. The Torah says 7 days. And then, uvayoyim hashmini, on day 8, you now come to a madrega of bris mila. So the fact that Torah, in a very unusual way, groups together nida with bris mila. In fact, the Gemara says, why is bris mila on day 8? In order that it should not be that everyone is happy and the parents are sad. If bris mila would be before day 8, when the woman is in nida, so then they're not in the proper frame of mind because they're also to one another. But everyone else is mutter. It's not proper. So if Hashem wait until day 8 when the time of need is over, they're in a different frame of mind, so then bris mila can be on day 8 when they're in a state of simcha with one another. The Torah is connecting to some degree the 7 days of bris mila, of nida with bris mila. I'm trying to suggest is because the nida doesn't just stand in a woman is tameya. It's more than being tameya. A woman who's in nida is not like a sheret. It's not like a mace. Don't come with a dead body with the sheretz. A nida is perisha. There is a set of rules of discipline. Musar. It's the Baal Musar movement of Rishol Salanta. And each one of those days is choshev. In fact, each one of those days builds upon the next. And then when you reach 7 days of Purisha, then you come to day 8. Day 8 now is Yizocha to a Giloy of whatever Kedusha, a Bris Mila is an outgrowth of those 7 days. This is the difference between the Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu and the Bris Mila of after Matan Torah. The Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu, it says, Uben Shmai Nas Yomim. Even by Yitzchak it says. It says by Yitzchak also, it doesn't say, and on his 8th day he had a Bris Mila. There's a very different Uvayoyim Hashmini and Ben Shmai Nas Yomim. Ben Shmai Nas Yomim means, you got here, you made it to day 8. What happened before is irrelevant. Uvayoyim Hashmini has a connotation, 7 days that were choshev came along. What were those 7 days of choshev? It was discipline. Nida is a mashal. In order to achieve mila, the 8th day, the kedusha of niskale ha'atara, you know, all these different Kabbalistic concepts which come along with bris mila, there has to be work. No pain, no gain. Mela, it's consistent with everything else in the Haggadah. Haggadah, every element in the Haggadah of all the numbers is choshev. There are 6 shishay sidur, each one is choshev. Zroim, Moye, Noshim, Yizikim, Kodesh Taharis. Every day of Bris Mila, Shmoyne Yimei Mila. Not just day 8, the first 7 days as well as choshev. It's a whole different look. And why? It's in order to be successful in bringing this child into a world in the Matzliach, in Kedusha, you have to teach him discipline. There has to be 7 days of discipline. What's the discipline? It's meruma, it's a nida. Nida is perisha between a man and a woman. That's a very powerful concept. That degree of discipline, the pain, is what will give you success in the gain that will come on day 8. That's the mila achar matan Torah. The hachana and the amelus of what goes into bringing out kedusha shmoyni yimei mila. And the inyan, very good, I'm 10 seconds, is vachnacht. Why do people celebrate a vachnacht? Okay, so I'm not going to go through all the reasons. I want to tell you who it doesn't say in any sefer. Chiddush. Why the night before bris mila is a party? What's pshach? The Gemara says Rashi quotes, if I'm not mistaken. Why is mila on the 8th? It should not be the parents are sad and everyone else is happy. If the bris mila took place during the first 7 days, the parents, she's a nida, so the husband has to stay away from her. So they're sad. So let's wait until she's no longer in Natoira, not Bizman Azev, holding a world Bizman Azev, but in Natoira, 7 days. So what does a woman do in Natoira? On day 7, she goes to mikvah. On the night of day 7, the night of the 8th, she's Tahara Labala. The Torah says we want the parents to be Basimcha. When does the simcha of the parents kick in? The night of the 8th. And that's a Tanai for the bris mila. So the Vachnach is a son holds a suda, not just a child's suda mitzvah, not a suda mitzvah, Allah Almighty. But it's a time of simcha. Who's a simcha for? Parents. Bizman Azeh, okay, Bizman Azeh, okay, holy. But who's it for? Nikar Adin. The Torah says bris mila is 8th. The parents should be happy. When are the parents happy? Not after the bris mila, not the night after the bris mila, not day 9. The night! She goes to mikvah on day 7 and she's Torah at night. It's the simcha the night before the bris mila is when the parents have simcha. And that simcha is necessary to bring the child into Klal Yisrael the next morning. So it's unbelievable. Look what's happening over here. You have 7 days of discipline for parents. Discipline, musa, musa. And then you have a night of simcha. And then you take the child and you bring the child into Klal Yisrael. Torah is teaching you a derech of chinuch. And the derech of chinuch is, you cannot be a good parent unless, first of all, you yourself are disciplined people. The children copy the parents. If parents themselves are not disciplined, they have not enough chance in raising a child. And number two, the parents must be besimcha. If the parents are not living besimcha, then the children, the chinuch will be a horror. I bend in his book, one of the golden nuggets, he says that every single situation of chutzpah, of extreme chutzpah in his, that he and when he was ma'ayin into it, he discovered there's no shalom bayis at home. When children see parents have no respect for one another, it naturally leads into a midah, children of chutzpah. And when you have a home where the parents are very good, solid shalom bayis, children are very good midahs. Parents have to first have, you need ingredients. This is the ingredients of chinuch. 7 days of discipline, musar. Parents are bali musar. Number two, parents are bali simcha. Smechen, the night of the 8th, suda, vachnach. Then you have the ingredients the next morning. You can now start your journey of chinuch abanim.